heartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still here with Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And plus, you get to talk to Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
So even more incentive. Chairman, we were talking over to break about the county's health department and some recent accolades for the health department.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and share that with us.
Well, they were voted number one in the state last year for the work that Jennifer Green had done on it. And we are probably 6 months to 9 months away from being fully accredited in the state. And so you'll understand what's happened here is there's only about three or four counties that are accredited, and the state's not accredited yet.
I was going to say that because the county health department hasn't been accredited
yet.
That's
right. Mm-mm. But they're working on it, and they're in the phase now of just reporting and having people come down and look at our records to prove that we are accredited, that we are entitled to be accredited.
I remember a couple of commission meetings, I believe in the middle of last year, when Jennifer Green brought that information to the county and kind of got the ball rolling on that. For the county health department, what will it mean to be accredited? What does that do for the county health department?
Well, it puts it in a position where they can get more grants, where we can provide more services for everyone. And even with that, looking at it now, we operate in three counties. We operate Gary, Clay, and Riley. Anyway, and we do child care inspections in Riley and Gary and Clay County. But we're also, and I think I said it last year at the time, we're also the first health department ever to be on a military post for the WIC program.
Well, that's right. That partnership. Mm-hmm. How's that partnership been working?
It's going great. It's going great. Fort Riley just loves it because it helps their soldiers. So, we've done some great things, and now that I think it's been almost 2 years now, we have the health department has been on its own with Riley County, and we used to be partly with the city. So we're really now doing great.
Well, that's very good to hear, and everybody at the health department does a great job. But when I was covering those meetings, it was always nice to have Jennifer Green and all her staff come in. They're very knowledgeable. They know their stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's really been a godsend to us.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez. Again, if you have any questions, comments for one of your elected officials, always a great opportunity and something that a lot of counties and folks across the state, really across the country, don't have this opportunity to do. So, again, we always... And I say this every time we have elected officials in studio to do this, you know, thank you for doing this, because not a lot of people do that across the country and have this opportunity. So again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call here with Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez. And you got the chairmanship in January. That always kind of rotates between the three. How's it been being chairman now? Being in charge,
it's challenging.
Telling Ron and Ben that you got to do it this way.
That's right. It's been challenging, and it's a great responsibility. I mean, there's a lot of things you must do, and so it's educational for me and helpful to make me a better commissioner. So,
and kind of like me, I took over for Kathy in January after Kathy retired, and we both kind of started our leadership spots with the flu, kind of in the same way. It always makes it a little tougher to get the ball rolling when you start things off with the flu. Looking at some other issues with the county, let's talk a little bit about, maybe give us a little bit of an update on the radio system and how that's going.
Well, we're rolling with it now. We've kind of put ourselves out there on faith that we're going to get some financing, and I have been dealing with the county counselor and I with the congressional representatives, and we've talked to Roberts and Moran's staff to try to help us, and they're trying to guide us into getting our financing done. And we've yet to meet with Jenkins and Marshall, which we will do within the next 30 days.
Jenkins and Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Those being?
Roger Marshall, the
oh, I see, Congressional Marshall.
Right. Uh-huh. And
Lynn Jenkins?
Lynn Jenkins, yes, to see if they could also help us on there.
Right, because if I remember correctly, and this is something that's been talked about in the county commission meetings for a while, ever since this new radio system, at least in this current iteration of getting a new radio system, of trying to get some federal help because of mm-hmm. the association with Fort Riley.
Fort Riley and InBath.
InBath especially,
and,
I think.
Right, and also when the federal FCC reduced the wave band for us and changed how our radios operate.
Right, and maybe go over that just a little bit. I know it gets extremely technical most mm-hmm. of the time on that, but that's a very key part of the reason
right.
that the county's looking at a new mm-hmm. system, and counties like Riley County have been looking at new systems.
Right. Now, some counties have flat territory, and they're tied into the system of the state with the state troopers.
A little easier
with
flat territory.
A little easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. But since we have a lot of hills, valleys, and there's even places where cell phone don't work. So we need to have a better radio that will get us into the buildings and around some of the hills.
As far as a timeline on this, where are things out at timeline-wise? I guess when can we expect that next step?
Well, we're hoping we can we're hoping we can get that done within the next 18 months. And find the financing for it. Otherwise, it might look like we'll have to do something to raise some money.
Because it is a process. It's not something
that's right.
You're going to get fixed immediately. State comes in and gives us some more water.
I could be a good guy once a week. Tuesday,
if you didn't hear that, Dave said he could be a good guy once a week. So there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the precious tap water we got.
Yeah. So that's where we're at on the radios, and we're hoping we can make that work, and I have the faith that we'll get something done that's going to be positive.
All right, let's go ahead and take a second break here on In Focus. We'll come back and talk more county issues here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and